Good morning, everyone. Today is the 23rd of May, Monday morning. I hope you're having a good week so far. You know, a lot has been said about biblical cosmology and creation. And there's been a lot of lies told over the years that are in opposition to what the Bible tells us about creation. Just like there's been a lot of lies told us about redemption in the Bible. But I just want to say this, that for me as a Christian, it's more important. My redemption is more important than creation. I'm already created. I was created. And I've been purchased by Christ. He was slain from the foundation of the world. And born again by the Spirit of God. So if that's the case, which is the most important, creation or redemption? Are you going to spend all your time talking about biblical cosmology, or are you going to spend the priority of your time talking about redemption from the fall? It's just like a lot of these flat earthers, they want to spend all their time talking about flat earth, flat earth, flat earth. But seldom do you ever hear him talk about Jesus Christ, who died on a cruel and rugged cross to save his people from their sins. There's something wrong with that picture, I think. People want to spend all their time talking about and showing all their knowledge about cosmology. You know, speaking about the cross of Christ is not a popular thing. Speaking about the fact that he came to save his people from their sins is not a popular thing. Remember when flat earthers were so popular there for a while, they were getting thousands and thousands of hits on their podcasts? I've never gotten thousands of hits on any devotional that I put up, because the cross of Christ is not a popular subject. But it's popular to those who have been recipients of his grace. And you think that people who profess to be Christians would spend a little bit more time talking about the fact that Jesus Christ died on a cruel, rugged cross at Calvary. He went to the grave, and he came up out of that grave. He ascended back to heaven, and he's coming back again for his people. Creation's a past event. The return of Christ is not. Even though a lot of people try to promote preterism and say it's already occurred, you know, what kind of fantasy world is that? Say that everything happened in 70 AD. Well, we're now in 2022 AD. So, you know, for 1900 and some years, things have continued. They're waxing worse and worse. People have been sent strong delusion that they would believe a lie. and what is the lie? The lie is you have a free will, which is really an attack on the Holy Spirit's work in quickening the soul and causing that person to be born again and putting all the glory in the hands of man's free will, which doesn't exist. So if you're spending all your time talking about flat earth, the plane, you know, the water doesn't run uphill, we know that. That the earth is stationary, we know that. We're not spinning through space at 60,000 miles and 1,000 miles at the equator. There's a song that says, redeemed how I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, his child and forever I am. Well, are you proclaiming the perfect redemption of Jesus Christ? Are you glorying in his creation? Or are you glorying in redemption? Which is more important? The fact that God's people have been set apart by God, have been predestinated unto adoption, having been foreknown, predestinated, called, justified, and glorified. In the golden chain of salvation, it doesn't say anything about it doesn't say anything about creation or cosmology. Does it? Says those who he foreknew, he also did predestinate. And those whom he predestinated, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifieth. Now, Christ is the creator. He created all things, and by him all things consist. But more important to me than just being created is the fact that I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. The fact that his child and forever I am. That's more important to me than biblical cosmology. So anyway, that's kind of what's on my mind this morning. I was probably 62 years old before I heard the concept of cosmology and heliocentrism versus geocentrism and all of that. But I was 37 when I heard the truth of God's redemptive work completed at the cross and the fact that I was predestinated and elected by God. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.